should have been doing all along. Join us at TacticalCivics.com.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
And welcome to today's program. The olive tree, I still have that in my thinking. The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. If you can endure with me through this program, I lost my voice over the weekend, but I'm getting it back presently. But if you can endure, I am in no pain. I will promise you, you will... This would be a program that I think you will enjoy. Now, I'm going to read. It's from an article from beforeitsnews.com. And the whole article was soul ripping from body as vaccine adverse effect. And the prime creator confirms that the jab can cause the soul to depart the body. This is from a woman by the name of, nope, I don't want to read that one. Wouldn't you know, I'm already using my notes here, but I'm going to find them. Not that one. And I found it. I have two articles I was going to read from, but I can only do one for today. This is a Stu Peters interview with Dr. Arianna Love. And Stu Peters starts out this way. How do you suppose a freshwater organism is surviving in the human blood system? Because the human blood system is not fresh water. And Arianna says, I don't honestly know how they accomplished this, but it's all in the studies. Stu Peters, in the studies, is it openly admitted that hydras are there? Arianna Love, yes, absolutely. And exactly how the mechanisms are operating is also in the study, and how they're operating in this system and how they work. Peters, is your claim that hydras are specifically there to create hybrid human beings? What do you mean by that? Arianna. They're used to transfect humans. So then they see the Human Genome Project. And she says, see, the Human Genome Project was started in the year 2000. And Hydra vulgaris is used on the genome assembly, the Human Genome Assembly, which is for transfecting humans, and what they've done is they've transfected the hydras and the parasites with this cross species genomics. They do this in the University of Kiev. in the University of Kiev. We've been talking previously in the last 3 months what they were doing in the universities in Kiev, Fauci, and these people in these underground bio labs. This is what they've been doing. And in the University of Kiev, and what they're transfecting it with is called Salente virus. They're also using Lesteneres. The Lente virus is a spike protein everyone is talking about. It is a combination of the most deadly bioweapon, gain-of-function bioweapon ever created. And the SARS, MERS, HIV 1, 2, and 3, and SRV-1, which induces AIDS, and Stu Peters, are you saying that people who receive this inoculation are actually being given these viruses, SARS, MERS, HIV, AIDS? Arianna, love. They are not only being given it, they are being transfected with it. So basically, the Hydra and the parasite species with the genetic coding is being fused into the tissue of humans, and they are becoming one. They also figured out a way to get the cell signaling to match and harmonize so that it's called cantoning signaling, and the humans become a new genetically modified organism. So the people that have been getting these vaccinations, this is just the truth, are becoming a new genetically modified organism. Hugh Peters, Hydras are small, but they aren't a single-celled organism. They're several millimeters in length. So how exactly are these things rewriting people's DNA? Arianna Love, the embryos are double-celled organisms, and that's what they are transfecting. And they grow into a larger size, and they multiply in the body, and they come into contact with the graphene oxide. When they come into contact with graphene oxide. And we're going to continue with this in just a second. This is The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. This is what's really happening. We'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth.
Are you tired of your cabinets slamming shut?
Quiet! Keep it down up there!
Then upgrade to high-end, no-slam cabinets with A&D Design.
They're priced 15% lower than big stores' plywood cabinets and 30% lower than their high-end cabinets.
They also have scratch and dent cabinets at a discount. For beautiful cabinetry and no more, call Daniel at 303-968-6678.
Or visit their website at andcabinetdesign.com.
1360khmc.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360khnc.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360khnc.com/shop.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
How would you like some free advertising? Free, free,
free, free, free, free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003 and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
I put a spell on you.
All right, continuing. So, the embryos are double-celled organisms. That's why they transplant. That's why they transfect. And they grow into a large size, and they multiply in the body when they come into contact with graphene oxide. They multiply rapidly. In some of these bottles of these vaccines, some bottles have saline, some bottles have graphene, the others have the parasites. So are they a combo all in one bottle? Well, they're not sure, but they might have, you need three injections because graphene will be one injection, parasites another injection, and when these parasites come into contact with this graphene oxide, that's when they begin to multiply. So she goes on to say, they're using this technology called CRISPR-Cas9 and BLAST as a process called electroportation, using electrodes on a programmable gold nanobot. This is how they're targeting the cell organelles of the nuclei. Stu Peters says, who's manufacturing the gold nanobots? She says, Arianna Love says, I don't know. I can look into that a bit more, but I don't know who funds it. I do know who funds it. Anthony Fauci, the National Institute of Health, and DARPA. Stu Peters. So Tony Fauci is funding the production of these gold nanobots. Is it the main purpose of an electrode? Isn't it the main purpose of an electrode to conduct electricity? How is it rewriting the DNA? Arianna Love. I'm not a scientist, so the actual process of transfection is still, it was very hard for me to grasp, but I somehow managed to get this far. One of the things that is really important that needs to be mentioned, and that's this. In these studies, I found that they're targeting nerve cells and embryonic cells in humans. They're targeting nerve cells and embryonic cells in humans. This is why we are seeing neurodegenerative and autoimmune reactions to the vax, which is prions. They also are targeting embryonic cells in the testes and ovaries, which means they are transfecting and cloning the offspring of the vax as well. Did you hear that? They are targeting embryos and testes and ovaries, which means they are transfecting and cloning the offspring of the vaxxed as well. People that are vaccinated, you are transfecting your children. Should a woman be pregnant? Here's what Arianna Love says. This means they are producing a new hybrid species using humans. They are producing a new hybrid species using humans. Stu Peters. So, if Tom is vaccinated, and he procreates with Jane, and they have a child. That child is not human. Arianna Love, right. They are gene silencing. They are turning off certain genetics that they don't want in the human, and programming and encoding new genetics that they do want there. They are also wiring a new brain and a new nervous system in humans, and a third strand to the DNA. I remember years ago, about 2015, reading how they were learning how to splice a third strand into the DNA. This means that they are creating, again, creatures, animals, humans, that were not created in the Garden of Eden, in God's Eden. We have come to the point now where man is creating a completely new species of animal and humans. They're adding a third strand to the DNA. So they're taking the 2.0 organic human and transfecting them to a 3.0 hybrid. So what Arianna Love is saying, for you individuals out there that are listening, if you have been vaxxed, young people, young Christian people specifically, if you have been vaxxed, the child that you're going to give birth to is not going to be human. It is altered. It is genetically altered. And older people having children, you're giving birth to a genetically altered creature. I sat and went over this thing for hours. I understand it from a biblical point of view, as well as from a logical point of view, practical. Then Stu Peters asks, how are they getting away with all of this? Are the people working at Pfizer, for example, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and with millions of people outside the world, outside world leaders and government officials that are complicit in this lockstep effort? Do they know this? And are they all staying quiet? Or are they not aware of this and what they are purposing and what agenda they're serving? Arianna Love, I think that the ones at the top know. They developed the technology, but not everyone in the government knows. Not all the doctors know. It's hard to fathom the evil agenda that this is. It's not a vaccine. She goes on to say this. It's not a vaccine. It's a weapon system. And we are under biological attack. We have no options but to resist. The people who are vaxxed have a moral obligation not to produce any offspring. You hear this? The people who are vaxxed have a moral obligation not to produce any offspring because their kids are not humans. They do not carry the God-given genetics that humans have, and they will be a new species. They can mix and match with this Luciferic they and 24/7 around the clock trace and track. Okay, she's saying that these people have been infected with these vaccinations. We know there's a tracking device in them. And she says that they can be tracked around the clock. Humans and genetically modified humans, they can upgrade and be upgrade up, they can upgrade and upregulate and downregulate genetics externally at will. And how do they do that? They can change people's genetic code using the internet. So what has been happening, they can use, they can change people's genetic code using the internet. This is from, again, this is beforeitsnews.com, and the article was from Soul Ripping from the Body as Vaccine Adverse Effect. Viewer discretion advised. Demon spills the beans on COVID vaccine. Prime creator confirms jab can cause soul to depart the body. So with, now we're going to get into, it's just very interesting. As I'm looking at this and I'm watching the way that the news is changing, I had to scratch this out. Okay. Is it possible that these non-human children of those who have had the vaccinations, are these children going to be protected as property of the pharma complex? You got to ask yourself that question. And then I'm going to read you from the black and the white out of government studies. Are they going to be property of the NIH? Are they going to be property of DARPA? Of the federal government defense programs? Are you, who have been vaccinated, are you property of Big Pharma because your DNA has been altered by their jab properties? The children that they're giving birth to are not human. They are non-human. Then the Supreme Court just reversed Roe Wade. Now, I want you to understand what I'm going to tell you. The Supreme Court just reversed Roe and Wade. This is a double-edged sword. It is to protect the children in the womb. But now, the conundrum. What about parents who don't want to bring into term or people who don't want to bring to term non-human chimeras or children? These things are not human. They are biologically altered species, a non-human species. And should parents choose not to give birth to these creatures, they may find it hard to abort these non-human children. You see how the right now of all times, just when they're introducing into the world a new species through the womb, they reverse Roe versus Wade, and now people are going to be giving birth to these non-human creatures, and the parents may not want to give birth to a non-human creature, and because they have reversed the Roe versus Wade, I'm going to ask you another thing. How about some of these these murderers that want to abort normal humans? What if they get pregnant and they're going to give birth to these creatures? Are they going to want an abortion? And what happens if the government says, no, you cannot have an abortion because the child that you're carrying or this creature that you're carrying is government property. You are working for the American government. You are going to take that creature to term for the government. Do you follow where I'm going? The Lord Jesus said there would be perplexities in the time in which we live. We are here. Rick Rodriguez, the present truth, will be back in a few minutes.
listening to KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com. A lot of radio stations boast about having 2, 3, 4, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in northern Colorado. Well, I'm your
buddy. Check it and see. Thank you, Pureblood Mike, for sponsoring Alex Jones, The Present Truth, and Fake News Friday, Hour 2. I'm cold-blooded, I'm cold-blooded.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pureblood Mike.
Christ said in chapter 21 of the book of Luke, verse 25, that there would come a time when there would be earthquakes, the seas roaring, and the sun and the moon, there would be signs in the heavens, and also there would be perplexities. Christ only used that term. That word perplexities was used one time in the New Testament by Christ. It pertained to the final years of mankind before Christ's return. Mankind will go on into the future, into a millennial kingdom. But in the decade before that millennial kingdom of Christ comes, there will be an attack on mankind in every way. Objectively, through wars, hunger, starvation. Subjectively, through parasites, through things, creatures within. And this is exactly what these vaxes are. Hydras within, and parasites. The creatures, eventually, like it was in the days of Noah, Christ said that it'll be exactly like the days of Noah. And in the days of Noah, the genetic genome of man, of Adam, was changed. And Christ had to judge the world, and only 8 souls survived that flood. So, with these people that have been vaxxed, I know this is tough, but I'm going to tell you the truth. This, what is happening, is an experiment on a global scale. There are creatures going to be, these creatures that are being born, which are not human, they're going to be a class of biological weapons, and they're going to be protected by patent laws. Will it be forbidden to abort these creatures because they will be deemed property of the Defense Department or pharmaceutical companies or the government? This is a perplexity. It's a conundrum. It is a there are no answers. There are no answers. Because they are not human, how are the laws going to change? Are they subject to human law or new laws specifically to them? Laws may have to be passed that forbid these creatures from donating blood or organs. It's a Pandora's box, and it's just been opened. Human organisms or human being, there's a difference. Human organism or human being. A human being has a human spirit. A human being created in the image of Adam, that was created with Adam and Eve, through Adam and Eve, have a human spirit. They have the ability to contain the Spirit of God. They have the ability to contain the Holy Spirit within. Human organisms may not. Now, let's look at the chimera. What is a chimera? How are they produced? Chimeras are animals composed of cells that originate from 2 or more different species. In the research lab, chimeras are created by introducing cells from one species into developing embryo or fetus of another. The first chimeras help scientists understand questions about development biology, and developmental biology. A sheep goat chimera created in 84 had the head of a goat and the woolly coat of a sheep. Chicken quail chimeras have also been successfully developed. Now researchers are developing human animal chimeras to study disease processes. So, are these going to be human animal chimeras that people will give birth to? This is something where you're going to have to think about it. There are sheep to human chimeras, organ to trans for transplant projects, pigs to human organ transplant project, mice with human brain cells for the study of neurologic diseases of mice with human immune systems for AIDS drug testing, rabbit human hybrids for stem cell research. Who in the right mind would be doing this stuff? Monkey human chimeras for the study of Parkinson's disease. Now, the ethical issues. Because human animal chimeras contain human cells or even tissue of organs that are primarily human, ethical concerns surround the question of just what or who chimeras are. Because they were created under laboratory conditions for research purposes, are chimeras lab animals? Or will chimeras eventually be developed that are too human to be considered otherwise? Because it involves human research on embryos, even if the embryos are not destroyed, the research combines human and animal genetic material with unknown and perhaps unknowable results. Dr. Richard or Richard Dofinger Flinger, deputy director of the Secretariat for Pro-Life Activities in the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, told the Boston Globe regarding human-animal chimeras. I think it would be basically immoral to create a human whose status we could not determine. We have an unresolvable dilemma about how to treat this animal. So we have opened Pandora's box. Now, let's see what Big Pharma, let's see what they have to say about these children that are going to be born, thousands and thousands, maybe millions of children that are going to be born from the families that of the vaxxed that are not going to be human. This is out of civilianintelligencenetwork.ca. Big Pharma mRNA vaccine will be used to patent humans. Are you, those who have been vaxxed, have you been patented? Are you going to be able to be patented? A gene patent is the exclusive right to a specific genetic sequence given by a government to the individual or corporation who claims to have first identified that gene segment. Gene patents, like with GMO corn. We'll be back. Present truth with Rodriguez. Podcast 1360KHNC.com.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and hack we're out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road.
Okay. And we'll continue. Now, Big Pharma. I'm reading this again out of civilianintelligencenetwork.ca. A gene patent is an exclusive rights to a specific genetic sequence given by a government to an individual or corporation who claims to have first identified that gene segment. Gene patents have often resulted in companies having sole ownership of genetic testing for patented genes. The question? What if Big Pharma's patent viral mRNA genetic sequence vaccine is now merged with your own DNA? Are you now property of Big Pharma? Remember what happened with Monsanto and hybrid corn and with genetically modified corn and the fields downstream from the genetically modified corn fields, and the farmers downstream would get that DNA? Well, Monsanto was going to take legal action against some of those farmers downstream because they are using Monsanto genetics. So now, for those that have received these vaccinations, are you property of the Big Pharma? Then, you know, going back a little bit to the first segment or the second segment, did the Supreme Court, could they have known that there was going to be a coming problem with people who would want to abort these chimeras that are not fully human, that they're human organisms? Could the Supreme Court have known this, and to protect the offspring, the unborn, not human, but human organisms, to protect them, is it possible that of all times, Roe versus Wade would be revoked? In the world in which I live, with forces in darkness, you don't take anything for granted. You don't know what you're up against. These creatures have manipulated and have taken over the souls and the minds of people in these corporations. I'm just presenting it to you. I don't think it's accidental. And now, people who want to have abortions because they're carrying something that is not human are not going to be able to abort these children. And if, with the article that I'm reading, if these hybrids or these chimeras, because they are the product of pharmaceutical companies and government programs to the Defense Department, are they government property? And are the individuals who are pregnant with these things, are they just going to be used to carry these things to term and then have to keep them and care for them for government purposes in the future? Sounds bizarre. Well, you don't know what happens when you have tens and tens and tens of thousands of these non-human creatures. We don't know what's going to happen. You open Pandora's box, you don't know what's going to come out. So going on with this article, then another point. Now, should the viral mRNA vaccine incorporate its viral genome into your DNA? A precedent has already been set, and your tainted DNA is now considered a biological patent of the pharmaceutical company that provided you with the vaccine. Does this mean that everyone who has the vaccine is now technically owned and will be defined as transhuman or transgenic? And as to such, do transgenic individuals have rights under the law? This is no joke. When I began to look at this, and I remembered years ago, the triple helix, I knew biblically this is an alteration of a perfect genome sequence that came to mankind through Adam in the Garden of Eden. Perfect in the sense that man has a genome that can basically take care of problems, viruses, naturally in the environment, but would not be able to be successful in combating unnatural, man-made, in the laboratories type of infections. AIDS was made in this lab. SARS, MRSA, MERS. So do individuals have rights under the law? Now, going on. The U.S. Congress responded to the moral concerns with the American Invents Act, passed by Congress, and was signed into law by Rothschild's puppet, President Barack Obama, on September 16, 2011. Section 33 of the AIA states that notwithstanding any other provision of law, no patent may issue on a claim directed to or encompassing a human organism. They changed this, not a human being, an organism. This provision was intended to ban the patenting of human beings. We're going to be right back. Continue this patenting of human beings or human organisms. Rick Rodriguez, the President of 1360KHNC.com podcast. We'll be back.
1360KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
Is your fireplace not running right? Do you need maintenance or a fresh new look? I'm Keith, owner and service technician.
And I'm Amy, scheduler for Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical, servicing Northern Colorado.
We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-in, pellet stoves, and fire pits.
Call Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical at 970-966-0217. Again, 970-966-0217. Or visit us on the web at abundant-flame.com.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
As we close out the program, I want to let you know podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. On Sunday, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, 9 to noon. I didn't make it this week, that it's okay. We had a rebroadcast, and it was a good one. Now, going back to Barack Obama, President Barack Obama on September 16, 2011, Section 33 of the AIA states that notwithstanding any other provision of law, no patent may issue on a claim directed to or encompassing a human organism. This provision was intended to ban the patenting of human beings at any stage of development, including embryos, fetuses, human, non-human chimeras, and clones. However, the vague wording of Section 33 and the absence of the definition for human organism will give courts wide latitude when interpreting Section 33, whereas human beings would have more of a legal standing the term than the term human organism. So it has placed mankind on the same level as the amoeba. Human organism places mankind at the same level of an amoeba. Now, there was the language in Section 33 was originally proposed by Representative David Weldon in 2003 as an amendment to the Commerce Justice State Appropriations Bill, responding to criticism from lobbyist groups opposing the amendment. Weldon said that it was absurd that patents on stem cell lines, procedures for creating human embryos, prosthetic devices, and any drug or product that might be used in or for human beings would be affected by the amendment. So, all is fair in love and war. You can take human embryos, and once an embryo is alive, it is considered to be a person, in a sense, once it's fertilized. Are they taking these embryos after conception? That right there is absolutely a violation of God's moral laws. So, now you have a conundrum. Now you have perplexities. What is going to happen in the world internationally? In this country, I have basically have the freedom to present to you today what I presented. But internationally, people who don't know that have been vaccinated, billions of people that are going to have children in less than 10 years, it already has begun. People that have been vaccinated have already had their biological sequence altered. They're going to have children that are non-human. Internationally, the scope of this is unbelievable. Well, I made it through the day. God gave me the grace. The throat was fine. I'll be back tomorrow. With God, we get present to 1663.com to talk about. Tomorrow, we'll be back.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the station at 970-587-5003. Again, 970-587-5003 and ask for the Rev.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama would have been.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Love.